The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
We're joined today by a woman who is both a professional hunter and angler. She's been in the charter business. She's the guide service. She has a healthy client list for her modeling business. She does it all. Deidre Outdoors, welcome to the Outpost.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. And you know, it's kind of unusual for somebody in the outdoor industry to do both fishing and hunting, which you do. How did that happen?
Well, I mean, I guess you could say it's just the culture I grew up in. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest, 16 acres out off the Missouri River Valley, and Daddy is just a big outdoorsman, loved to hunt, loved to fish. So, you know, growing up, it was, you know, load up in the boat, load up in the truck. We're going to the woods. We're going on the water. It all just kind of went hand in hand, and it was a lifestyle for us because, you know, we consumed what we harvested. So it all just made sense to me.
What's your favorite, fishing or hunting?
Oh, that is a tough one. You know, both are very multidimensional, multifaceted. I mean, there's a lot of benefits and challenges physically, mentally, emotionally from both sides. So you kind of, I'd have to go for a scenario deal, like a would you rather. That's a hard one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's your favorite kind of, let's do it this way. What's your favorite kind of fishing?
My favorite kind of fishing. You know, that's always a tough one for me because we you know, I run a charter business with my husband to be. So I kind of vicariously live through the clients, if you will, a lot of the time. And I really enjoy when Captain Bo throws that shark, you know, that 6-foot shark in their arms, and they get to hug a shark and take that picture in their expression. That is just, I mean, that's hard to beat because they're scared to death. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're also super excited. But then watching tarpon fights and handling them over the side of the boat, I mean, they're just an amazing sport fish. So I really like the tarpon and the shark. But, you know, for me personally, I could do anything where I'm in a bikini and the weather's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your husband-to-be feels the same way, I guess. Not about the bikini, but it's good that you guys get to work together. How is that working with a spouse or spouse-to-be?
Cool.
Is it cool? Oh, that's good. That's good.
Let's just say that it's, if we can make it through and perform the way that we perform together, I don't think anything can break us because it is challenging working with your spouse, especially when you're both dominant. And, you know, you have to find your groove. And I think Bo and I we make an awesome team. So we have our moments, you know, but definitely more than not, we get it done in a pretty amazing way.
And the name of the name of the guide service is, I assume is in Florida, is it Tenacity Guide Service?
Yes, that is correct.
And how does one find Tenacity Guide Service to get in touch with you and book a trip?
All right. Well, it's the website's fishtenacity.com. And on Instagram, you can follow us at fishtenacity. And on Facebook, we are Tenacity Guide Service. And we also have a YouTube channel, actually. It's Tenacity Guide Service as well on YouTube. So all of those are great resources.
Cool. I know somebody listening to this will be calling you even as we're speaking. Why do you think so many women? You're kind of a poster child for this, and we've had other women on this series, the Eva Shockeys and the people that do all kinds of hunting and fishing. And I asked them all, and I want to ask you, what is it about hunting and fishing that women are just discovering it? Why are women just starting to get excited about these sports?
Well, I kind of have a theory on it. You know, I think it's a couple things. I think that through social media, women are more exposed to these outdoor activities featuring other women than ever before. You know, scrolling through newsfeed, oh my gosh, I can do that. I want to try that. That looks cool. And she did it. You know, I thought just guys did this. You know what I'm saying? It's like we suddenly have this proliferation of just in your face. All these women are more and more catching on to it. And I think it's addicting and it's intriguing. And, you know, it's like growing up, I really didn't have any friends that hunted and fished, you know, maybe a couple. And, you know, through social media, I feel like I have an outdoors family. Some of these girls I haven't even met. And they inspire me daily to want to do more and expand upon my hunting and fishing experiences. So that's mm-hmm. one. And second off, I think that companies are noticing this, and they've started catering to women with their apparel, firearms, fishing rods, tackling gear, backpacks. You know, the whole pink and camo things become really popular. Now, I didn't grow up with that. I grew up with daddy's large hunting pants, trying to strap those on. But you know what? Anything that gets women more involved in the outdoors because of the awesome values and everything that it provides to us, I'm all for it. So I think that that's what's going on.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you're on one of the motivators, I think, for women is seeing other women on TV shows. You've been on Breaking Boundaries. You've been on Mad Fin Shark Series.
Uh-huh.
You've been on the Outdoor Option. I mean, when other women see someone that they can identify with on TV, they go, well, that looks like it might be fun, and it's not as scary as
right.
you know the you know hanging out with guys and sitting around a campfire.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and I've been very blessed for the opportunities that I've had. So there you go.
What kind of advice can you give a young lady who might want to do what you're doing?
You know, I think that the most important thing and easiest thing any girl can do or woman can do is to be resourceful. I mean, we all have dads, husbands, brothers, uncles, even other women we might know who hunt and fish, and don't be scared to say, hey, will you take me with you? You know, most of the time, they ain't going to have any problem with that. So that's how I got to where I am, is I, you know, made it a point to go out and, you know, ask my buddy, hey, can I go on the boat with you guys this time? You know? So I think that's kind of first and foremost, because you're going to get experiential learning that way. And then, you know, there's been a proliferation of magazines and online communities and resources that cater to women. I mean, just Google women outdoors and see everything that comes up. So you get plugged into those, and also it's in the workshop. You know, our FWC here in Florida, they put on an actual physical workshop to attend where you can pick certain skill sets that you want to better. You know, maybe it's how to shoot a shotgun. Maybe it's how to shoot a bow, outdoor cooking. There's all sorts of opportunities for us to get plugged into.
Good advice. Good advice. Well, what's next for Deidre Outdoors?
What's next for Deidre Outdoors is marriage, a honeymoon.
that's a good one. With, I mean, I'm glad you put that on top.
Oh my goodness! Seriously, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to plan a wedding right now and a honeymoon, and y'all listening are gonna really enjoy this. I knocked my husband's socks off when I told, well, my fiance's socks off when I told him that we had to do the honeymoon before the wedding because the elk have to be bugling. So, you know, it is what it is. We're going to try to get out there and do some archery elk for our honeymoon, our pre-wedding honeymoon. And then hopefully we're going to start a family. So that's the goal.
Well, that's great. That's great. You got your priorities straight, Deidre. Outdoors.
I know,
thank you.
Apparently.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. This is Art Young. I'm the editor of The Outpost, and we'll talk again soon.
The Outpost Radio on Demand from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.